How you doing, man?
I'm going to play that song 70 times tomorrow. Pete McMurray here for another hour. Tomorrow, 4th of July. We need some recipes. We're going to be heading over to people's houses on the phone with the celebrity chef. It is Graham Elliott. It's good to talk to you again. We don't talk enough.
We don't. It's always too far in between.
And I hate texting because we text all the time. I text you more than I talk to you on the phone. I feel like the only time we talk is on the radio.
That's probably true. Everyone talks through text now. And now it's just emojis.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Before we get to your recipe, did you do a 4th of July Spotify playlist?
I did not. No, you just sent me one, though, didn't you?
I did. You know, I took suggestions from listeners the last few days, and I put together that playlist. And here's my question for you. How do I release that? Do I just post that on social media? I've never done that before. I've shared it with my friends through Messenger, but I've never posted it.
Yeah, you can do it on Twitter.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, for Insta, I'd maybe just do like a screenshot of it or something.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
What's your go-to song this weekend?
Oh, man. Well, what you just played was pretty amazing.
Yeah, how about that? Chicago, right? Saturday in the Park. Think it was the 4th of July. That's tomorrow.
That's like a threefer, right? It's like way extra points.
Right.
All three of that, yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? What plans do you have?
I'm going to be cooking out. I'm doing, burgers and, probably corn on the cob and slaw and potato salad, all the classics, cooking with the boys in the backyard.
You know, when people invite you over, Graham Elliott, they expect you to bring some food or cook at their house, don't they?
Yeah, usually it's like maybe a potluck thing. I was just in Michigan. I was talking to you about that, and somehow I got stuck cooking dinner. Did not know that was what I was going to end up doing. But yeah.
Well, what did you make?
I did a prime rib with Parmesan mashed potatoes and green beans with garlic, and then, corn with cilantro and lime and chilies and stuff in it. So it was good.
That sounds just wonderful. I mean, if I invited you over, you're the guy that knows everything there is to know about food. Maybe I'm cooking and you're giving me suggestions, but you have to be involved.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe you do the playlist and then I'll do the food. But I want the stuffed grape leaves that you always talk about.
Oh my gosh. The stuffed grape leaves, it's a family recipe. You know, you see them in grocery stores now, but my mother makes them. They're so good. They're so easy to make, but it just takes a long time to put the rice in the leaf, and then you got to roll it up and you got to fold it, and then you got to put it in the pan. That's the problem.
A lot of steps.
And with the lemon and the deal, I mean, everybody's going to be cooking this weekend. If it's not going to be barbecuing, they're going to be making something. I mean, food brings people together.
Absolutely. And I mean, like we were just saying, Chicago, summertime, it's on a weekend, everyone wants a reason to get outside somehow. So I think it's going to be wonderful.
How is the pandemic for you and the boys?
It's okay. I think that, we're going fishing, hiking, walking the dog, playing in the backyard, doing things like that. So, trying to make as much out of it as possible. But it is hard with the lake being closed and museums and, just the constant worry of being around people,
Right.
It's gone on a lot longer than I think anyone thought.
Well, it's going to keep going on. It's nice that they opened up the lake, but one of the things that came from the pandemic is people are walking again as families. I mean, we would take walk as families with our family and walk the dog, twice, three times a day.
Absolutely. That's, it's like having breakfast together, like on the patio and things like that. So, yeah, I think, a lot of times life's just so hectic, it's crazy, and it's nice to kind of step back and, let's go for a walk, let's do some stargazing or, things that people did maybe 100 years ago,
This is what our parents grew up with, and now we're back doing it again. How was the e-learning with the boys at home?
That was good. It's interesting because, some of my kids, they hate school in the classroom, but they excelled at this. And then, you know, my littlest one is love school, but could not, you know, would not do one of the worksheets, you know, to save his life. So it's almost like the reversal. It's pretty fun.
It's interesting, the kids that did the e-learning, some of them excelled and some of them liked the interaction with the teachers and the hands-on approach. And, you know, it's tough and we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's going to be a combination of the e-learning and back to school in the fall. What drives everyone crazy is the unknown. I mean, we're humans here. We like to have a direction. We like to know what's next. And the fact that we don't know makes everybody anxious.
I think you're right. And, you know, we're creatures of habit. So even if you can't go back to what it used to be, like you're saying, at least I want to know come September there's going to be 3 days, you know, at class, 2 days at home, there's this and this. So you can prepare. But no, it changes like every day.
And TV production's at a halt, and we don't know what's going to happen. You had some shows that you talked about last time you were on the show. What happened with those?
Yeah, so they're still set to film, and it's Great American Recipe. It'll be on PBS, and it's Carla Hall and myself. And, you know, home cooks making their signature family recipes, like the stuffed grape leaves.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, kind of like Final Four, you have West Coast versus East Coast, and then you'll have one winner, and it's filming, you know, in the countryside in an old barn in Virginia. But we were going to go and cast around the country, but that's, you know, been nixed now. So we're still looking to film maybe end of August, early September. But every single thing's affected. I mean, Taste Chicago, you know, Chicago Gourmet, all the different food and wine events around the country.
Yeah,
filming all of that.
Yeah, Chicago Gourmet was just canceled. We had the program director of Taste of Chicago, Neil Heitz, on earlier. They're doing Taste Online, encouraging people to go to the restaurants. I mean, you know, you got to make this stuff up as it comes along.
Absolutely. You know, it's really wild. But I always say that, well, what is comforting is knowing that it's not just a few of us that are handling this. It's like worldwide. It's going to be a small bump on like your life journey. You'll be like, God, do you remember 2020? That was so crazy. That year was a wash. But we're all in it together. We'll get through it together and be better and stronger for it, I think.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We're talking with Graham Elliott. Where can people find you on social media?
Usually Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Graham Elliott, and that's with two L's and one T. And then the Graham Elliott on Facebook. And I do all my own social stuff. So if anybody has questions or anything they want, they can always just send me a message or something. I always respond.
Right. And we try to tell people when we have people like you on the show, we just had somebody earlier. Who was it? Oh, the Traeger Grill Master. The Traeger Grill Master. He said, send me a message on Instagram. I'll get back to you right away. People are very...
Yeah, that's what... It's amazing.
Yeah, people like you are very approachable, and you'll answer cooking questions.
Yeah. I mean, and almost everybody is super nice, and they're, you know, it's, hey, I just want to let you know, I think you cook good food, and it's like, awesome, thanks so much, you know? But sometimes it is, like, this long, lengthy, you know, I have a pork loin, and I'm doing this, and I don't know what to serve with it, and what would you do? So, yeah, it's always fun.
What do you serve with the pork loin? Green beans?
Yeah, you can do green beans. I was just saying do like a Brussels sprout slaw for the weekend. Lemon juice and shaved Brussels sprouts, a little olive oil, maybe pomegranate seeds.
Okay.
Shaved parm. Yeah, simple stuff.
I like that. I'm going to a barbecue tomorrow. I'm going to ask you about a salad, but I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back and you're going to give your recipe. Do you want to give people the title of your recipe, what you're going to be sharing with us?
Yeah, so they're watermelon jalapeno popsicles.
How did you come up with this? Watermelon jalapeno popsicles.
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone loves a popsicle. Watermelon's in season, and it's so refreshing. And I was thinking, you know, a tiny bit of heat to go with that. It's great. Let's do it.
We're going to run through that recipe, and he's going to help me with the salad. And if you have a question, you can always call us at 312-981-7200. Celebrity chef Graham Elliott. More with him next on 720 WGN. On the phone with us, our good friend Graham Elliott. He's going to share a recipe. And it's interesting, Graham, because a lot of people don't show up to a party with popsicles.
That's correct. they are a little temperamental, but you know, if you're having a party at your house, then this is something that's great. And you know, you can always switch the recipe around. You know, if it's going to be a bunch of adult friends, and obviously you can, you know, spike it with something.
I was just going to ask you. Yes.
Yeah, of course. And then if it's for kids, you know, take out the jalapeno and, you know, just go with the watermelon. You can add, you know, infuse it with a little mint or something if you want to get super artsy. But yeah, they're simple, right? You basically make a simple syrup, which is 50% water, 50% sugar.
Okay.
Dice up your watermelon, add it to that, blend it, strain it, and then pour that liquid into little popsicle molds or ice cube trays, you know, if you wanted, and you're good to go.
It's interesting that you said make a syrup. I don't know. I'm the guy that doesn't know how to make the simple syrup. So is that simple?
It's so simple, and it's so syrupy. Come on, this is... It's literally if you took a cup of sugar and a cup of water and
yes.
put it on a stove, and
uh-huh.
all you're doing is melting the sugar. You're dissolving it so that it's just liquid, and that's your syrup.
I'm looking at the recipe. By the way, this recipe is posted on Facebook on Pete McMurray's show. It says here, watermelon, jalapeno, popsicles, and it tells you exactly what to do. And this recipe is for 24.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's a
like a signature recipe in my cookbook. So if people are interested, they can always check that out at grahamelliott.com as
nice.
Well.
Nice. The jalapenos make me nervous because sometimes, number one, when people cut them, they get it all over the place. And they end up
correct.
They end up touching.
And then they rub their eyes and
yes.
then they like. Yeah, their lips, everything.
My buddy Dima did that. He rubbed his eyes, and then he went to the bathroom to wash his eyes out, and then he went to the bathroom, and he got it on his body, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yes, that is brutal.
Yeah.
He had a rough time of it. He had to grab some milk and put it on there. But how do you make sure that you're not putting too much jalapenos in the watermelon popsicles?
You know, that's a good question. I think that... you know, less is more with that. They go a long way. And once you make it, you can't take it out, you know. So you can always, you know, add a little bit, blend it, taste it before you freeze it. And if you need to add more, you know, go ahead and blend in a little more. So it's the same idea. Like you would not make a sausage mix and then put it in the casing and then say, oh, man, this should have had more salt or heat. You're going to cook a little bit of that filling off first to
yep.
make sure good and then do it. So same thing, before you freeze them, just make sure, you know, maybe you want to put a tiny squirt of lime in it or something to make it a little more tart. You know, you can do that and then freeze it.
I love that you have salt to taste. I mean, I feel like I'm talking to my mother when I talk to a chef like you, because you and my mom are very similar with these recipes. It's like, you know, just do a dash of this. And I'm like, I don't understand what that means. You got to give me measurements here. I need that.
Did you excel at, like, math and science in school?
I excelled at talking in class and having to go to the principal's office. That's where I excelled. That's why I'm here talking to you.
Yeah, I aced that class, too.
When did you decide to get into cooking? When was that in your life?
Yeah, so, I mean, always cooking because my dad loved, you know, cooking food. He was a diver. He'd bring home all this weird seafood. So I loved that. But at 17, I got a job as a dishwasher and busboy, and then fell in love with the kitchen culture.
Okay.
And ever since then, it's, you know, it's what I do. It's who I am.
Right. And trained through Charlie Trotter. We've talked about that on the air. And very meticulous in the kitchen.
Yeah, and you can have a lot of fun. Like we're saying, you know, watermelon jalapeno. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it could be cantaloupe, you know, and serrano. It could be, you know, peach pops. It could be anything. It's whatever is in season, what sounds good, what's the weather like, and there's no rules, you know. Just go in and have fun, like playing music or something.
Right. I love that. We're talking with Graham Elliott, by the way, Pete McMurray Show on Facebook. You can see that entire recipe. So I'm going to a barbecue tomorrow. I need to make a salad. What would you suggest?
Oh, man, I would do, you know what you should do? Do like a version of a Caesar, but do like grilled romaine. Be the guy that comes in and it's like, let me show you guys a new trick. And I'm going to grill up some lettuce.
What?
And then you toss it, you know, a little bit of the Caesar dressing, or you could just do olive oil, lemon, grated lemon zest, Parmesan, you know, shaved over it, little white anchovies, whatever. But take the romaine, pull some of the big leaves off, and then, like, just cut them in half.
Okay.
Brush them with a tiny bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt, and throw them on the hottest part of the grill and just get, like, some char and color, and they're delicious.
So throw them on and bring them off real quick, just some char.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's really fun.
I love that it's just off the top of your head. Hey, do this. Grill some lettuce. What about pasta salad? Does that fall in the salad category?
That falls in the mom category, Pete. That's what my mom made.
That's what I think about.
Canned tuna and diced celery and black olives. Don't be that guy, because you're not getting invited to the next holiday party.
What was that thing? What was that thing that our mothers used to make? It was like a Jell-O with cream cheese and nuts and walnuts. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is that like ambrosia salad or something?
No, it was.
It sounds like a dare. It sounds like this. I'm going to bring something, and we'll see if anyone eats it.
Somebody,
that's what it sounds like.
Somebody knows what I'm talking about. It's kind of a dessert, but it always showed up at picnics. It was like a Jell-O with cream cheese and nuts. It was so good. And
I love those kind of salads that you can get at, like, the old grocery stores where it's, like, 80% marshmallow with, like, some kind of canned mandarin oranges and chopped up nuts. And then it's called tropical because it's like somehow a marshmallow makes it tropical. I love it.
It reminds you of your childhood. It brings you back to your Aunt Rosie's house.
Always. But yeah, I love it. Good
so
stuff.
You don't remember that Jell-O thing? Anything with Jell-O you're not making. Do you make anything with Jell-O?
I don't. I honestly don't. No, No shame in my game saying that.
Oh,
but
boy.
You know, I do love the Jell-O that you can buy where it's like a ring and there's three different colors and they have like some kind of like the white creamy stuff in the middle.
Yes.
I do like that.
I think
Jell-O parfait.
Yes, and it's got the squiggly lines in the little plastic container.
Yeah. It's like the most neon green you've ever seen next to like hot yellow and pink. Yeah. Right.
Yes, that's you can still buy that at the Jewel. Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Bring that tomorrow. Open a couple tubs of the ring Jell-O and walk off.
Hey guys, I got some ring Jell-O. How you doing? Where did everybody go? What's going on?
Good to see you. Yeah. Oh, well, I also brought pasta salad.
How come my phone's not ringing? I just don't understand it. Wow. What are you bringing tomorrow? Are you bringing anything or you're cooking at your own house, right?
I'm cooking. Yeah, I'm going to be cooking out. So, you know, I got some ideas in my head. You know, I'd like to do, you know, some cool pieces of fish or, you know, shrimp kebabs or something. But I know that the boys are going to just want burgers. So I'll probably end up just doing those.
This is what I love about you. You're so artsy and you make everything sound great. I don't even know half the stuff you're talking about, but I want to make it because it just sounds cool.
See, you fake it till you make it. You just pull things out, and then if people don't understand, you make fun of them for not being sophisticated enough or foodies.
Oh,
really, you don't know what you're doing.
Right, exactly. Nobody knows what they're doing. I love it. Graham Elliott, you're the best, man. It's great to hear your voice, and seriously, we need to make time to see each other.
Absolutely.
All right.
We will cook this summer.
Have a great weekend. Right. Thank you for the
Always
recipe.
Fun talking.
You're the best.
Yeah, man. Happy 4th. All right. Bye.
You too. That is Graham Elliott. He cracks me up. He's so good. By the way, the watermelon jalapeno popsicles on Pete McMurray Show on Facebook, if you want to find that. Everything's there. It seems pretty easy. What a great recipe.